Welcome back. I'm Mark Steiner, and that's Inflated Tear by Rashaan Roland Kirk, born on this day in 1935. This is our day in history for August the 7th. In 1782 on this day, George Washington created what was known as the Badge of Military Merit. Many people who have fought in our wars and have family who fought in wars will know this, what this means when I tell you what this became. The Badge of Military Merit honored soldiers wounded in battle. It was later called the Purple Heart, first established on this day in 1789, the United States created the Department of War. Became later the Department of Defense, Department of the Army, Department of Navy. But I think probably the more apt term is that one, the Department of War, at least in this century, at least in this part of our century. This day in 1794, then President George Washington invoked what was called the Militia Act of 1792, which said the militias had to go after whatever the federal government needed them to go after and to put down the Whiskey Rebellion, which were farmers in Pennsylvania that did not want to have to pay taxes on the whiskey they made. And when unions were beginning to be strong and pushing America to a new place, on this day in 1919, actors' equity is recognized by producers after stagehands honored their picket lines, shut down every professional stage production in this country. Because before unionizing, it was common practice for actors to pay for their own costumes, rehearse long hours with no pay, be fired without any notice. So they organized. Actors' Equity on this day became a union in 1919, or rather should say they were recognized by producers on this day in 1919. And in the technological revolution in 1944, IBM, then once king, where Google and the rest and Apple are king today, dedicated the first program control calculator, the automatic sequence controlled calculator, known as the Harvard Mark I. And of course, all of these things were funded by the U.S. government. Many of our great leaders, Martin Luther King and James Baldwin and others, called the most segregated hour in America church on Sunday at 11 o'clock. When the First Baptist Church of Atlanta refused to admit African-American visitors to sit in the pews, to sit in the church to pray, black and white Christians created kneelings at churches, white churches throughout Atlanta to change that practice. And it was really an amazing thing because it was very difficult for people of the Christian faith to kind of look up and go, what are you going to have these people arrested? You're going to push them out? Well, some of them did. But this was a very powerful moment in American history when across the city of Atlanta, hundreds of black and white people kneeled in at churches to demand openness from the church. And we talked about this before the other day, but this is the day in 1964, the U.S. Congress passed the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution, allowing President Johnson huge war powers to deal with the North Vietnamese, what they said were North Vietnamese attack on American forces. The reality of that was that all of it was a lie to get us into this Vietnam War that we didn't need to be in. That when the United States government said the Vietnamese attacked American ships with their little teeny boats, it was the other way around, but we used that as an excuse to go in and create this war. It was there in 1970 that Jonathan Jackson, the brother of George Jackson, took people in hostage, including the Judge Harold Haley, to free George Jackson from police custody, from prison. It led to a huge shootout. Haley was killed. And on this day, when that happened, Angela Davis was implicated in the shooting, saying that she gave the guns to Jonathan Jackson and went into hiding to avoid arrest. She was finally acquitted on all charges on June 4th, 1972. But this is at the height of the revolutionary movement in the 1970s, when people were supporting inmates across the country as they fought for their own liberation and better conditions in prisons. George Jackson was a celebrity that this was built around in many ways, that wrote the book The Soledad Brothers. And on this day, that major assault on the courthouse took place, being led by Jonathan Jackson. And Haley, Jackson, and two others were killed in a hail of bullets when the police attacked the van where they were holding the hostages. This is in 1978 that Jimmy Carter declared a federal emergency in Love Canal in New York. Toxic waste had made it impossible to live. People lost their homes, were hardly ever compensated for it. There's a huge piece, which we'll attach to on our website, that you should check out on this day in 1978, Love Canal. This is a day in 1998 that the embassy bombings took place in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, and Nairobi, Kenya, killing 212 people. We're talking about attacks on the American embassies in both these cities. And that is our day in history, this August the 7th. Please go to steinershow.org for the rest of the story. On our way, it's Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue, as performed on harmonica by the great Larry Adler, who died on this day in 2001. Larry Adler was born in Baltimore, went to Baltimore City College, with my father, I might add, and was a guest on the show a couple of times as he played his great music. And one day, as we pull out our archives, we'll play you those songs and that great conversation we have with Larry Adler, who passed away on this day in 2001. Ha 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 ha!